Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and I've got a very special guest with me for this segment. Joining me from France, Pascal Chalabroux. Welcome to Copper Country Today, and I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me.
Now, if I pronounce your name wrong, please correct me. Why don't you go ahead and say it so we know we have it right? Your name.
Pascal Chalabroux.
Okay. And where are you from?
France. West part of France.
All right. In like a village?
No, I grew up on the Atlantic coast, on the seaside, on a very touristic place in summer, but very inhabitant. not so many people in the winter. A bit like Calumet, where I stayed now when I ended up for that trip. Yep.
All right. And so you're staying right now in Calumet during this time, and you're on this great trip. And I'm going to ask you more about where you're from, but I want to know what brought you here.
Oh, Calumet is one of the steps of a huge travel around the world, which takes me to 13 countries. And the travel is funny because I'm going on the one line straight from my place in France. I'm going around the world on the same latitude. So it brings me to 13 countries, and one of them being the United States of America. And the reason why I chose Calumet, it's because it was on the lake, Lake Superior. And I was really, since I've been young, a child, we used to learn about the lakes. We had to put the name of each lake on a map in geography class. And those huge lakes have always been like something attractive for me. I don't know, probably growing on the seaside, wanted to understand how a lake could be looking so much like an ocean, you know? So
prior to coming here for this trip, had he ever been here?
No. It was really the first time. And found a great location on internet, you know, and a little cabin on the lake shore, North Shore. And just walking around in Calumet, Laurium also, the sister city across the street, and meeting a lot of people. People are really nice, friendly, and discovering everything. I knew nothing much about it, really. So I discovered everything. I knew it was a copper country, of course, but I learned a lot from people. Everybody has a story. Everybody has someone in his family who come from copper mining industry, and whichever country it is originally. So I'm meeting a lot of people.
Now, I currently live in Calumet, and I've lived in Laurium for a few years as well, too. So I know that area very well. And what was your impression of the town?
Oh, it's. I arrived the day, if you remember, two weeks ago, where there were this big snow, and it was always white, and I'm not used to the snow. I saw the snow for the first time when I was 19 years old at university, going to a winter camp. So it was like a Christmas postcard, all the snow, and they still have the decoration for the holiday season. So I really had the impression I was in a postcard of Christmas, and the bricks buildings and the street with those very nice shops, and there were a few people in the street. It was late evening, so it was a strange drive through the city for the first impression. And after that, the next day, I walked into the city. I mean, the city, and looking for shops, from the bookstore. Then you found a gallery. Then you found a tourist shop, but with the nice people who ready to talk about their city. Everybody is really keen on telling you stories. It's a storytelling city, I think. People have all stories and nice, and they're very happy to share it, which is great.
What are some of your goals on this trip?
Oh, if I want to be honest, I will say pleasure. It's just a pleasure to travel, meet wonderful people that you would not have the occasion to meet in your daily life in your own country. And I like to be surprised. And every trip, every travel is full of surprises. And I'm often asked if I'd never had a bad experience. So far, United States is the 10th country of my trip over the 13, and no bad experience except some flu and a little bit cold sometime.
Hmm. And you're doing all this alone.
Yeah, it seems to be surprising for most of the people, but I have a family. I've been married for the last 26 years, two big kids, and it was part of my 50th birthday gift.
Oh, it's great. Gift to give.
It is. And my husband is my best fan. My kids probably think I'm a little bit cuckoo, but that's okay. They're more scared for me than I'm for them. And it's just the pleasure once again. It's the pleasure to meet people, to listen to people. I used to be a journalist, so I guess it's part of that, pleasure to listen to people, to tell story, to report stories.
Are you keeping a journal of your trip?
Yep.
You plan on publishing anything?
Yes. There will be, of course, a book about it. I'm in contact with younger people for what we call a multimedia documentary, a web doc. So a documentary for the web, for internet only, so in free access. But that requires a lot of skills from computing and, design computing that I don't have. So I need to associate myself with some other people. Young kids, friends of my kids actually, who do that. And I hope we will do it, like, a click and point thing, so you can jump from a country to another one where I've been, and with face of people that I've met and who agree to have their story told on the,
I bet it'd be a fascinating finished product when you're done to see.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to finish it. Yeah.
Of all the places that you've been in, as you said, you're in your 10th country, so you have three more.
Yeah.
What other three do you have to go to?
I have to go to Romania, Moldavia, and Russia. That will be the three last one in Europe. So it's closer from home.
So not a straight line then around the world. This isn't a Marco Polo type of trip.
Well, except that Marco Polo was looking for merchant reason. He was looking for product to buy and to bring back. I'm only looking for souvenirs to bring back home and friends. I'm pretty sure that some of the people I've met, some of them will come to France to visit, I hope. And I've kept close to a few of the people I've met, women, many women, I must say, or families, yeah. Some people do other things. I mean, I do like traveling and meeting people. That's simple.
Now, with meeting people, do you have any goals of the, who you're looking for?
No, I take whoever is open. That's the beauty of it, and that's why it's so easy, because I don't force. When I was a journalist, I was always frustrated that you have to rush to people. You have to be rude, in a way. You have to be pushy. You have to put your microphone under their nose and say, you want something, they say. So you are, like, a bit rude. I think we were a bit rude sometime, and always in a hurry for the deadline to come back to the studio or to the newspaper when you're writer. So with that trip, it's just taking time. That's why I settle 3 weeks, a month in the same place. I really settle. So it's usually a little bed and breakfast or apartment, single room apartment, something I rent like that for a month, 3 weeks. Because I have time then I go to the same shop for my food every day. I become part a little bit of the village, which is happening in Calumet. Two or three people already wave their hands because they recognize me. It's really something you don't do when you're a journalist. And I've always been frustrated when I was a journalist that I could see that I was meeting wonderful people, but never had a chance to go further than the 5 minutes interview for the news or for the, you know what it is.
Oh, yeah, you're describing my life.
Yes, exactly. So, it's just...
Well, you were telling me something that was very interesting about, every country that you go to. You were looking for, one particular kind of person that fit a certain sort of parameters. I wanted you to introduce that and talk about that.
Yeah, because my main objective when I do that trip is to meet people and tell stories and gather stories and everything. And I'm Also, I forgot to say that I'm interested in the countries or places which have a link with the French history. So, of course, the Kiwino Peninsula and the copper and, you know, there is some link with the French history and the fur traders even before and everything. So the other subject I'm interested in mostly because I am a woman is to just to see how other women of my age, so it means over 50, live around the world. And it's very surprising, actually, to see that we have more in common than things that disconnect us, I think. And to make it a little bit, can I say, spicy?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm also looking for, in every country, for one woman who will be born the same day, same month, same year as me. Just like a twin sister in each country. And it's nice to meet her. And because we're born on the same day, obviously we should have the same kind of background, historical background, culture, although we live in different different places in the world. And so, yeah, so that's what I'm doing in every country. So far I was successful in 5 countries. Not necessarily the one I was expecting, because I found a Chinese twin, I found a Mongol twin, I found one in Austria also, in Switzerland, not in Kazakhstan, didn't work, and not in Hungary, although one lady was almost saying yes. So in every country I have a different way to search for that twin sister, and it's often very much fun. Yeah, it's funny.
Now, have you been successful so far in Calumet?
No, I mean, personal data, of course, are confidential. And we have been helped a lot by new friends in Calumet that posted messages on Facebook and even give calls, phone calls, even some people I met at the National Park service, they enter the game and they call their cousins, their family, and I thank them very much. It's been fun. But so far, no success.
So what's the birth date that they have to match?
That will be my birthday, and then you will know everything about it. It's 25 January 63.
And anything else that you would be, you know, as far as background and stuff that would be of interest to you? Like, I mean, it doesn't even matter if you have the same interest because you would want to know somebody else.
So. Yeah, no, it's the women of the twin sister I've met so far in other countries were doing totally different things. But the funny thing about it is that I'm not into numbers or I don't know. But the funny thing is the minute they accepted to meet with me because they heard about my request, it was like if we've known each other for, you know, we were like, although we didn't talk the same language, like with the Chinese twin, she doesn't speak a word of English. I don't speak a word of Chinese except to say thank you and hello. And we had fun. It was really, I accompany her in her work. We had dinner. She took me to her family and we celebrated our birthday together. And it was fun. And it's just dialogue could be there. Communication was there, although language was not. So these kind of moments are very special. Yeah.
How did you communicate that you were looking for somebody with the same birthday without speaking the language?
Now, in China, it was because I was in a small city in China, which means I was in a northern city in Manchuria of 5 million people only, you know. For China, it's nothing. So to look for a twin sister, I went to the radio, to the local radio.
Like you're doing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it works. Radio works.
And it worked. And it was funny because it's not even Chonghua, this Chinese twin. It's her sister-in-law who listened to the show. And she called her and she said, isn't it your birthday that day? And she said, yes. And she was not too happy at the beginning. But you have to know something funny for China. And that's why I'm mentioning this country in particular. Is being born on the 25 January 63, that year, the first Chinese New Year day was the 25th of January. And in China, when you are born the first day of the lunar calendar, it's very, like, you're a special kid. So it's a special birthday. That's something I learned during my research and my trip, you know. So that day of our birthday, Chunghwa was really happy we celebrated together. And then she had to apologize. She said, "I'm sorry, I have to apologize, but I have to entertain all my family." Because being the one born on the New Year day, she had a duty every year to entertain the entire family. Because she's such a special, traditions that you learn from all around the world.
How do you feel that you've been accepted at the different countries? Have there been different levels, or do you feel that it's been sort of wide open?
Yeah, that's interesting. But, I think I've tried to answer to that question myself. And I think because the people who answer to you, who are interested in your trip, in your journey, there are people who are open, I think, also. So it makes them no difference in the different countries. It was pretty much natural, like if it was not such a surprise, funny thing, you know. Oh, who is this French woman asking for, what is that, you know? There is a word from an American writer that I don't have in my mind now in English, which says basically, no matter if the people don't understand your journey, you still have to do it. You still have to go. And I was lucky that in all the countries, there were always people who answered and responded really well, and some even more passionate. In Canada, I didn't find a twin, but I met, thanks to another friend, I met a lady who was born 2 days after. And she was very upset not being born on the same day. You know, she was like, no. So now people who respond to me are, I guess, all nice and friendly to that journey of mine. So no difference, which is a surprise. Yeah.
Did you have any apprehension with going to any parts of the world?
Apprehension?
No, word?
No, the only thing I've been suffered a bit so far is the cold. but the beauty of Keweenaw and Houghton counties are a good balance with the cold.
In comparison, I mean, you're on the same latitude.
Yeah,
your home like in weather?
No, that's the thing. My France and my home in France is probably the mildest, the softest climate of the whole latitude. I think thanks to the Atlantic Ocean and the waves and the current, which are warming up our coast, our shore. China, Mongolia, and Michigan Upper Peninsula will probably be the coldest in winter, of course, yeah.
Now, you've talked a lot about your friend in China, so I want to ask you, besides her, who would be one of the more interesting people that you've met in this journey?
I found everybody interested, but you won't like that answer, but because I know one of the publishers interested in my book wanted me to meet extraordinary people, you know? And the first twin I met, she happened to be one of the few ladies in the world who climbed Everest without any assistance, without any oxygen, and without any guide on her own. And she did that, of course, 25 years ago. So one of the publishers was like, you need to find extraordinary people. But you know what? This trip is teaching me that the more extraordinary people are the most ordinary. The first one you meet in the street. Like, I don't want to tell her name, but you will recognize her. There is that lady I met in a shop in Calumet. And then on a Sunday morning in Calumet, getting out of my little neighborhood, I saw a lot of cars driving in one same direction. So I thought, oh, where are they going? Maybe to a party, maybe to a fair, maybe to a church service. And I followed them, and they were a church full of cars. And so I, walked in, and I was so nicely welcomed. Although it's not my church, but it's, And those families were so happy to welcome me, took me for lunch. And since then, we've been hanging around a lot and telling me about their history, their family history, very open. And they are ordinary people. And I say that with a lot of respect. So I'm not looking too much for extraordinary, or because I found the extraordinary in the most simple way.
Well, I like that answer.
Okay. Yeah.
When you're looking at the latitude and you see it crosses through Calumet, were there other parts of the northern U.S. that line hit?
Yes,
that you said,
yes.
It could go there.
Yeah,
I don't know
course.
Where that is, but if it's in Maine.
No, you're right. 4717 North goes to the next state, Dakota North, Montana, Washington State. I could have been going completely west. I was interested to go to the shore of the Pacific because that would have been a good match with my Atlantic origin. But I was really, of course I looked at all the places, but doing some research, and once again, those lakes have always fascinated me. So when I saw that Keweenaw was a little peninsula going inside the Lake Superior, I thought, okay, that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And I've not been disappointed. It's full of things over there, full of stories.
So trying to stick to that latitude, are you avoiding most of the major cities?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do choose very arbitrarily. Do you say that like that? I do choose, really. But I've tried to balance. So I have two capital cities. I have small villages. I have middle-sized cities. And I have these big cities also, urban, very urban cities. So I've tried to balance. So it will make also the trip a little bit more balanced in terms of not going only to capital city or not going only to the countryside, which makes the search for the twin more difficult, of course, in small area, because statistically it's you need more people to make sure you find someone matching your birthday. So,
now, prior to this trip, did you enjoy traveling? Did you go around Europe a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been always something with me, traveling since I'm very small. My godfather offered me an Atlas book when I was a kid and for my communion, I remember. And this book I still have. And it's been my table bed book for years and years. And and that's why I think I became a journalist. I wanted to travel. But the job was a bit disappointed after a while, being on hot news only, having to always report about that bad things, and once again being always in a hurry, rushing for deadlines. Getting older, you want something else.
That's one of the good things about doing news in a small town is that you do a lot of good news.
Yeah, so. That's right. Yeah.
Time-wise, how long did this whole trip take, and how long have you been on it so far?
Yep, I gave myself 3 years. And it's been almost 3 years. It will be 3 years at the end of 2016. Then I'm taking another year to compile and make my memory is not so good. So I really need to go back to reading all my notebooks. And sometimes I can't even read myself. And I have a lot of photo and some drawings also. So I will take another year to put the book together. And it will publish in French language, of course.
So what's next for the next few months? Just sort of give us a quick rundown.
I go back home, and I will go to Romania in May, and to Moldavia in June, and Russia in September.
Wow.
Yeah, and that will be finished. Wow. Yeah.
Almost at the end of the road for
Yes. I kept the best for the end, maybe.
Oh. Well, you already had it. You already made it to Calumet. It's downhill from here.
It's not a joke. I really wanted to have the United States at this stage of the trip because I knew it will be more easy than in certain other countries, in terms of comfort, in terms of access to people, just because of the language.
So if your potential twin is out there listening to this and your birthday is January 25th, 1963, and you're not in town anymore, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, welcome to keep in touch with by email or on by sending a message through the Facebook page, which is 47 space 17 space Nord. Nord is the north in French, and it's spelled N-O-R-D. So, no, of course, it would be nice to have maybe a mailing conversation or mailing exchange instead of meeting. Why not? Anything is possible in that trip.
And I've been, I was taking a look at that Facebook page. You've got a lot of good memories up there already. So it's what you're doing, Pascal, is fascinating. I'm glad that your
thank you.
Journey took you through our area, and I appreciate you coming in and talking about it today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.